The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
The Low Payment Kings, powered by the Maholic Auto Group, is proud to be sponsoring Season 5 of the Winter Haven Chamber podcast. Hello, I'm Alex Maholic. The Maholic Auto Group is a family-owned and operated business, first founded in 1966 in Michigan by Ralph Maholic Sr. The family opened Winter Haven Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in 1991 and continue to expand in Polk County. We are now running three additional dealerships, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat at Posner Park, Lake Wales, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven. Not only are the Low Payment King teams dedicated to finding you the perfect vehicle, we are also focused on building strong relationships within the community and treating our vehicle buyers like family.
Today is a very special episode as we gear up for the International World Water Ski Show and all of the festivities that come with it. Listen in to plan for the best week ever. Well, welcome to the podcast, Sarah Beth and Hannah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Very excited to have these ladies on. You know, we have a lot of fun, get into a lot of shenanigans when we're on the podcast together. So if you're listening, you're in for a great ride. Usually it's a great roller coaster ride.
We're going to try and behave today.
We'll try, but we'll see what happens. Maybe. We'll see what happens. But we wanted to hop on because this week is a very exciting week. We actually got the event program dropped off in our lobby for the International World Water Ski Show Tournament. And if you don't know what that is, you might be living under a rock, but, you know, we're super excited. Obviously, we've been celebrating the 100 years of water ski here in Winter Haven. And this, yes, I love the applause. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, the crowd goes wild. And obviously, we've been waiting very excitedly for all of the things that are coming this fall, which actually are here, actually now, because it's October, and I don't know how that happened. But, you know, they dropped off the event program and we thought, well, we need to have a podcast episode that shares with our listeners and the community all of the things that they can look forward to this week. But obviously we want to give a shout out to Visit Central Florida. They actually created this event program and it's actually full of a lot of useful information. And then we also want to shout out Polk County Sports Marketing, the City of Winter Haven, Cypress Gardens Water Ski Team, and all the other people who made this possible, because having this water ski show tournament here is actually a huge deal. We have thousands of people coming to Winter Haven, and, you know, me and Ryan on a previous podcast talked about how many hotel rooms are booked. I mean, Winter Haven is booked out, y'all. So if you're trying to look for a hotel room in Winter Haven, you probably ain't gonna find it because they're all booked. So I thought it'd be cool if we kind of all talked about some of the things that you guys can look forward to in this program and how helpful it can be if you're trying to get plugged into the events throughout the week and to kind of talk about the teams that are going to be here in town and things like that. So Sarah Beth, I didn't know if you wanted to share a little bit about the teams that are going to be here and anything else.
Yeah. So one of the first things that stuck out to me as I'm flipping through this is we have a lot of chamber members highlighted.
That is true.
And ironically, two of our podcast sponsors are also two of their presenting sponsors.
Hey,
so both awesome. Citizens Bank and Trust and LowPaymentKings.com, the Maholic Auto Group, are two of their presenting sponsors for this week. So it's very exciting to see our chamber members involved as
Yeah, absolutely.
So the teams that will be competing are Belgium, Canada, Germany, Sweden, and this is Sweden's first time in the world water ski competition.
Very nice.
The USA, who is the reigning champs, they believe, I believe they have won in, I think it said 2012, 2016, 2018, and 2022 maybe coming up.
Hey, you never know. USA.
And then we have Mexico as well. So those are the teams that will be here. There's also a lot of individual competition. So there's about 20 other countries, is my understanding, that will be represented in the individual categories as well.
Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's going to be so many people in Winter Haven. It's not even going to be funny. But this is such a good thing for, you know, our local businesses and our downtown core. We're going to talk about that in a minute, how we're going to kind of be able to show that off. And, you know, a part of this program, they have quite a few maps in here. So if you're listening and you're like, I don't know anything about downtown Winter Haven, well, there's a map in here, so you will figure it out. They have a lot of maps in here. They have even bios about the teams and different things like that. So there's a lot of helpful information in here. But one of the main things we wanted to talk about is kind of the list of events. So literally this entire week, you could be busy with something water ski related. So everything kind of kicks off on Tuesday, October 18th. So the water ski team, Cypress Gardens water ski team, will be rolling out the red carpet for a night with the stars of show skiing. So it's kind of like a little ski show reunion, and that'll be taking place at Nora Mayo Hall. So that kind of sounds like a fun thing. Yeah. I'm sure Dave Dersheimer will be there, who is the Bankers Cup winner of 2022, the man of the year. So that'll be fun. But, you know, when I look at that, I'm like, I really wish that I was a ski show person, because I would love to go to that event. But I don't have a reunion to be had. Right. But we do know a lot of people who will probably be there. Well, so that'll be a fun one.
And for those that are not ski showers or show skiers that are going to the reunion on Wednesday night at 6 p.m., they will have the grand kickoff at Legoland. So that'll, as a part fun. Of the 100-year celebration of water skiing, the opening ceremonies are going to be at the original Cypress Gardens ski stadiums, and will include a parade of enthusiasts, welcoming speeches, live music, skiing demonstrations, and fireworks.
Fireworks, I'm there. I'm so there.
So that's a great, awesome. Great thing at Legoland.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that they're doing that at Legoland, because that's where kind of the Cypress Gardens water ski team got its start and all the fun stuff. So that's very nostalgic feeling.
And doesn't Legoland do their own ski show?
They
too?
Do. So they kind of have reinvented
it. They give
it
a little bit of a nod to it,
yeah,
as well.
they have their own little Lego spin on it. It's really cute to see all those Lego characters out there on skis. I'm like, I don't know how you're doing that, but that's really impressive. So that's going to be good. And then Thursday will be an event in Central Park, and we'll be welcoming the athletes at a little social event. And before that, we're actually having a networking showcase with Citizens Bank and Trust, and that'll actually be here at the Chamber. And that is for Chamber members only. So if you're listening to this and it's Monday and you're like, I really want to go to that, then you might want to be joining the Chamber right now so that you can come to that event. So that'll be kind of a fun kickoff here at the Chamber. And then from there, we will go to downtown and have a little bit of ski show fun.
Yeah, so. And that's the International Street Fair. So that is Main Street is partnering with the teams for the water ski competition to host that. And they are shutting down Central Avenue. And you'll have access to all sorts of different food vendors with literally foods from around the world. So
it's going to be awesome.
You do not want to miss that on Thursday night. It's open to the public, so come out and join us.
And I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of Chamber members down there, is what I've heard. There's a lot of Chamber members involved in a lot of this, which is great, because again, we like to say that Winter Haven is very collaborative, and our members are no different from that. You know, they're very collaborative, so it'll be cool to see everybody down there on Thursday.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. Since 1920, Citizens Bank and Trust has been a trusted community partner. Founded and frostproof by Mr. Latmaxi, we're proud to be part of the area's history. This year marks the 100th anniversary of water skiing. To celebrate, Winter Haven, the water ski capital of the world, is hosting the International Water Ski and Wakeboard Federation World Water Ski Show Tournament. We are delighted to be a sponsor of this event and welcome skiers from around the world as they visit our community to compete this week. Whether you're in the area for the first time or call Central Florida home, our bank is here to serve you. To learn more, I invite you to visit citizens-bank.com to find the office nearest you. We have offices throughout Polk County with additional locations in Dade City, Valrico, and Plant City. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we are proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Investment and advisory products and services not FDIC insured, not a deposit, not guaranteed, may lose value.
And then Friday is the first official day of the competition. So that'll be at 8 a.m. On Lake Silver, October 21st. So that'll be a lot of fun. Just kicking things off. They'll have freestyle jumpers will be on the water practicing. I mean, it's like, it's going to be craziness out there. And then obviously Saturday, the 22nd, will be the second day of the competition. And then Sunday will be closing ceremony. So it's going to be a packed weekend, week/weekend, and Lake Silver is going to be crawling with people.
Right.
Again, we said that there's going to be thousands of people here to enjoy all of the amazing things that we have planned, and it's really cool to just see all the chamber members who are going to be involved. Main Street, Winter Haven, obviously, they've had a heavy hand in the street festival, you know, getting all of the logistics done to make sure like all the roads are shut down and all the right businesses are in place and that there's food and all those things. It takes a lot of time. And so there are a lot of people who have been planning this for pretty much the entirety of 2020. So I think it's going to be really cool. And obviously we want to make sure we thank all those people. So if you were involved in any of the ski prep, we just want to say thank you on the podcast for that as well.
So we have a few fun facts that you will find in this program, and there's actually like 20, 30 more than this, but we're going to give you a couple just as a little teaser. So the first one that I think is pretty cool is that in 2017, Central Florida, Polk County holds the most Guinness World Records in water skiing.
What?
That's awesome.
Of anywhere in the world.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Right here.
Like I'm reading some of these and I'm like, would have never guessed that. It says in 1975, first four-man front flip by the Ramp Masters of Cypress Gardens. Wow. What? That sounds like a lot of fun. I wish I was there for that, but I was not born, so I couldn't be there for that. It even has something about Easy to Love, you know, the movie that they made. The Dick Pope landed one of his largest promotional deals, convincing a major film studio to shoot a motion picture at Cypress Gardens. Easy to Love. That's I really awesome. Want to watch that movie. Who was I just interviewing recently that told me to watch Easy to Love? I can't remember who it was, but
it was Zane.
Was it Zane?
Because I was listening to that interview recently.
Yeah. I'm like, I really need to watch that. Anyways, so there are a lot of fun. There's like a really cool timeline in there. They have a map of the chain of lakes, all of the team information. But if you are looking for extra things to do, there's also a guide in here as well for that. So we have things like chamber member living water boat cruises, paddleboard Winter Haven, and then obviously we have tons of restaurants on the chain of lakes. So, you know, while you're watching all these amazing people do flips and turns and kicks on the chain of lakes,
right?
And you're like, I can't do any of that. You can eat on the chain of lakes.
There
we
you
can
go.
All do that. So you can definitely do that. And then there are some things in the surrounding area that you can do. You know, Bock Tower is one of the great ones. It's a little bit farther out, but it's a great option. And then there's Polk Museum of Art, obviously Legoland. But if you're involved in some of those events, you might already be at Legoland for some of those things. They got Polk County attractions in here. They've got a little bit of the heart of water skiing and Florida Cypress Gardens. And they got some of these individual events as well in here. So this event program is literally packed with a lot of good stuff. So if you're wanting to kind of take advantage of every single thing going on this week, come to our lobby. You can grab one and use it for the whole week because you might need it because there's a lot going on and you don't want to miss anything.
And we have more than just this. So ask anyone in the lobby and be like, hey, what is there to do in Winter Haven? And we will be happy to give you our personal recommendations, you know, and point you to the really fun stuff Winter Haven has to offer.
Yeah, because we have our own magazine as well. So you can grab that while you're here and any other pamphlets. Obviously, the Information Center is a great place to get information on Winter Haven.
Apps, anything.
Yes, absolutely.
And so we actually, not in this program, but we have two members that are doing special events to go along with the water ski competitions this weekend. The first is the Ritz Theater is actually showing Easy to Love
on
Wednesday, October 19th, so this Wednesday. And doors will open for that at 6:15 p.m.
I love that.
And then we also have Jesse's Lounge is hosting the after party on Sunday evening.
Wow. So that sounds fun too.
Look for more information on those as well.
Yeah, I just love seeing everybody kind of wrapping their arms around this. Obviously, it's very special to be able to celebrate 100 years of anything. It's kind of a big deal. So we're excited to have the World Water Ski Show here and to have all of our chamber members really heavily involved in all the events that are going on this week. So action points, you need to come to our information center to get the program because it has a lot of good information. Follow us on social media. Follow Main Street Winter Haven on social media. Follow the city of Winter Haven on social media. Follow Visit Central Florida on social media. There are a lot of social media accounts you should be following just to make sure that you are connected to everything that's going on. And Cypress Gardens Water Ski Team would be a good one to follow as well. So if I forgot any, I do apologize. But that's a great way to stay connected and then obviously grabbing the program and anything else in our information center. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
I think
it was a lot to take in.
It was. A lot of information. But great information when it comes to something so special to Winter Haven and something that we should all really be proud of. And, you know, push out on our social media and share and, again, just have that community pride for. So thank you guys for being on the podcast to share with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, Bree.
We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring season 5 of our podcast. From stopping a heart attack in its tracks to treating a stroke at the first sign of symptoms, Advent Health is ready for every emergency. And with various locations around Polk County, Advent Health makes it convenient to access award-winning emergency care 24/7. So when minutes matter most, you never have to delay getting the care that can save you or your loved one's life. To find an Advent Health ER near you, visit theerexperts.com.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. This is Bree,
Sarah Beth,
and Hannah.
We'll catch you next time.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.